The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Big Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, January 27th, and it is time for an emergency podcast because we have our first coaching hire of the coaching season. The Denver Broncos have hired Peyton Manning. Just kidding. They hired Nathaniel Hackett, which is actually more interesting than them hiring Peyton Manning because Nathaniel Hackett is. Many will know. Is the Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator. We're going to break it all down from every possible angle. Joining me to do so, Ryan Wilson. Wilson, what's up, buddy?
I'm happy to be here. Breach is sleeping one off once again somewhere. So anytime, shout out to the NFL teams. If you're going to hire a coach, do it after noon so that Breach can join us and get his insights.
Or not. Although this would actually be a good one for Breach because I think the primary takeaway from the Broncos hiring Nathaniel Hackett is the conspiracy theory that the Broncos are now attempting to trade for Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into that, of course. I am told, despite it being early in the morning, we're not going to have a 9 a.m., 9:15, 9:30 a.m. We're not going to have a full crowd in here. We are giving away a $100 gift card to Paramount Plus. That's right. That is a year's worth of Paramount Plus Premium. And all you have to do is sit here and watch me in a toboggan and Wilson drinking coffee talk about who the Denver Broncos hired. The other thing you have to do is smash the like button and write P plus in the chat, por favor. It is so cold in North Carolina right now. It's like 22 degrees. That's like -5 for New York, buddy.
The difference is the biggest difference, the humidity. Like, it's not that humid up here. In fact, it's incredibly dry, which is sort of annoying for another reason. But humid and cold is no bueno, as you like to say. I mean, 45 in, like, the North Carolina humidity is not great. I'll be in Alabama next week. It's going to be in the 40s and humid. I'm going to be freezing much more so than here. Breach had the conspiracy theory. I may have told a lie on him on HQ when I talked about Nathaniel Hackett, the Denver Broncos draft plans. I said that if Aaron Rodgers goes to Denver, I forgot the part about Sean Payton. I just said if Aaron Rodgers goes there, Breach has them as the best team in the division. So hopefully he gets some blowback on that.
Yeah, I don't think that's a viable take.
So here is the thing, though, before we get into Nathaniel Hackett. The Broncos have the 9th, the 40th, 65th, 75th, and 95th picks in this draft. So that's a boatload of picks in the top 100, including 2 second-rounders and the 9th overall. They can trade next year's first rounder if they want to go get a quarterback. They could draft a quarterback at 9th overall if George Payton and Nathaniel Hackett decide that's the case. And let me just tell you what Aaron Rodgers, who isn't one to throw around compliments willy-nilly, what he said about Nathaniel Hackett back in November of 2020. So this isn't even like he was just giving him a glowing recommendation to get him out the door. This was over a year ago. There's nobody in the building that brings me more joy or is more fun to be around than Nathaniel Hackett. He's become such a close confidant and friend besides a fantastic coach. I just really, really can't express enough how important he is to our team in so many ways. So, again, November 2020, not January 2022.
By the way, Nathaniel Hackett was... So he was in, I think you look at Nathaniel Hackett, like look at this guy right on our screen. You can see it if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/pick6. Smash that like button if you're watching. He looks like he's been around a while. How old would you guess Nathaniel Hackett is based on this?
I know how old he is. He looks more than 2 years older than you. I'll just put it to you that way.
Yeah. He doesn't look like he's 42. I thought he was much older myself. He is only 42 years old, a Cal guy or like a California guy, excuse me. I guess they don't say that in California. Came up through some college programs out there in California, UC Davis and Stanford. Went to the Buccaneers at the age of 27 for his first NFL job in 2006 as an offensive quality control guy. Moved to the Bills. Eventually became the quarterbacks and tight end coach at Syracuse. I'm going to assume, I think, actually, I'm 100% sure of this, was there with Doug Marrone.
Who's on Marrone's staff.
Yep. Became Doug Marrone's offensive coordinator at the age of 32, which is pretty young to be a, you know,
sure,
college offensive coordinator. Jumped to the Bills with Doug Marrone. And then did he go to the Jaguars with Doug Marrone, or is that just a coincidence? Has to be him.
Yeah, I think they were there together.
Yeah. Well, they were there together, but I mean, Doug Marrone. Yeah, that's right. Because remember, Doug Marrone allowed his, like, exercised an out clause in his contract to leave Buffalo and go be the offensive line coach in Jacksonville. But when he went there, he got Hackett hired as the quarterback's coach. Hackett took over as the interim OC in 2016. It was the OC on the 2017 team that went to the AFC Championship game with friggin' Blake Bortles. And, of course, he was fired by the Jaguars.
I will say this. I don't know if this was Blake Bortles or Nathaniel Hackett, but that's the best Blake Bortles has played in that. They didn't lose that game to the Patriots because of Blake Bortles. They lost because of their defense, which is sort of a weird thing to say.
Yeah. So they ranked fifth in terms of points scored in the NFL in 2017 with Nathaniel Hackett as their OC. 31st the following year in 2018.
By the way, our buddy Pete Prisco, who lived in Jacksonville forever, used to do radio there, hates David Garrard. I don't know if that's still true. He used to give him a hard time on the show, certainly Tim Tebow. But he tweeted out early Thursday morning, Hackett was made a scapegoat in Jacksonville. He got Blake Bortles to the title game that we just talked about. Rodgers loves him, which we just talked about. And Pete adds, does that mean Rodgers is on the way? Unless Denver fixes the QB position, it's a big challenge. If not Rodgers, then who?
Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think that Hackett can hack it? I mean, do you think that Hackett, like, alone, let's get Rodgers out of this?
No, you need a quarterback.
No, I'm saying, do you think that this is a reasonable, good hire by the Denver Broncos in a vacuum without the concept of Aaron Rodgers being traded there?
Yes, it does seem like. I don't know a lot about Paul Hackett except for what I've read. And
Paul Hackett, it sounds like.
Paul Hackett's his dad, sorry.
Okay.
Dad was a football coach for a long time. Nathaniel Hackett, other than what we've just read and the fact that Aaron Rodgers gave him a glowing recommendation, which, again, that doesn't happen every day. That's certainly noteworthy and gets your attention. But our buddy Adam Beasley, who writes for Pro Football Network, wrote about Hackett this morning. And before I get to the reasons why I sort of like him as a coach, a couple of fun facts here. So you mentioned he was a California guy. What do you see, Davis? Do you know what he majored in?
Mechanical engineering.
Close. Take a seat, Matt Patricia. Neurobiology at UC Davis.
Baby, look at this guy. Are we vastly underrating Nathaniel Hackett?
Oh, it gets better. He wanted to be, and this is from a Washington Post profile back in October. He wanted to be a hip hop dancer professionally.
What?
So that sounds like, if you're reading Debo's bio, you would expect at some point growing up, Debo wanted to be a professional hip hop dancer. So did Nathaniel Hackett. He has the palate of a sommelier. I feel like Debo probably at one point had a cardboard box and was doing windmills.
Can you break dance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you. I knew it. 100%.
I'll show you guys in LA.
Exactly. Debo just. Oh, that was fantastic.
Smash the like button. Trying to get as many likes as we can. We're giving away a $100 gift card to Paramount Plus, no matter what. Anyway,
continue. He also, according to the profile, has the palate of a sommelier. You know what a sommelier is?
Yeah, someone who recommends wine.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Like, they're expert, like 100% expert. But anyway, so that's
a sommelier on staff.
You do, yeah, 100%. I believe it.
At my house.
I know. Butler, sommelier, a couple mates. Driver. So those are sort of the fun things about Nathaniel Hackett. But as our buddy Adam Beasley writes, he also was asked about how he was going to make that staff work, what his responsibilities would be going from OC to a completely different job description as the head coach, where you're sort of micromanaging a bunch of things. And we talk about this all the time. Just because you're a great coordinator doesn't mean you're going to be a great coach. These questions were put to him by George Payton, reportedly. Also, how are you going to manage the game day situation if you are, in fact, calling plays? And that's also been a huge sort of, okay, this person's great at calling plays, but they suck at everything else. It's not working. So I think there's reason for optimism. And again, when I was reading that quote from Aaron Rodgers, it was basically the antithesis of Urban Meyer. He works well with people. He wants to make everyone else around him better. You know, he's not selfish, was the implication. And I think that's incredibly important. And that's to take nothing away from Vic Fangio, who I don't think was a bad coach. And I just think he didn't have a quarterback. And that's exactly, those were his last words on his way out the door.
Yeah, I mean, he threw pretty much everyone under the bus. By the way, the Bills in 2013, I mean, I think that whenever you hire somebody who's the offensive coordinator for a superstar quarterback, it's easy and works under a coach in Matt LaFleur, who, you know, is now what, 39-9 in the regular season. I mean, Hackett can't, I'm trying to figure out what the connection is between LaFleur and Hackett.
Well, but, LaFleur loves him too. He had a very, well,
I mean, he came to Green Bay with LaFleur, and that offense has been outstanding in the regular season for 3 years. He didn't call the plays in Green Bay. So that'd be curious to see, because I think LaFleur did, but I mean, obviously there's collaboration and whatnot, coordination, if you will. I'd be curious to see what they, yeah, look at this. Thanks to our, Crackett research team, under Nathaniel Hackett since 2019, fifth in points per game, seventh in yards per play, eighth in third down conversions, second in red zone touchdown percentage, and first in terms of turnovers. Again, we are all aware that he is coaching Aaron Rodgers. So this is, but you know, we talked about it, had success with Blake Bortles, and as Sean Ryder points out in the chat, made Kyle Orton in 2014 when the Bills went 9-7 with Kyle Orton and EJ Manuel as their top two quarterbacks, their third option, Fred Jackson, former running back.
Fred Jackson.
They were 18th in terms of points scored. And as Sean points out, he made Kyle Orton palatable for Bills fans, which, you know,
makes sense as a sommelier.
Absolutely. You know, sure. A little chalky, little taste like a lot of earth. Yeah. Kyle Orton starting at quarterback at the age of
hints of chocolate.
There are hints of something in there. I don't think it's chocolate. Hints of something brown in there.
Hey-o.
32. And I guess my point is that I think a lot of times with these, even when you cover the NFL, it's easy to sort of think, you're like, oh, this team's interviewing Hackett. You know, like they're, you know, sort of the stereotype that you can start to paint in terms of this guy leaving an Aaron Rodgers team. You're like, but I mean, again, 42. Success in multiple spots with bad quarterbacks, and then great success with the Green Bay Packers. Of course, it'll matter who his quarterback is. Of course, it matters, you know, who he hires and who he brings with him. But, you know, maybe this is a little bit, maybe it's too easy to just say, oh, well, they hired Aaron Rodgers guy. That's it. I would say that one more piece, and we'll get into the Aaron Rodgers stuff after the break, but one more piece of worthwhile information is that, or two pieces, I guess. Hackett met with George Payton for 10 hours on Tuesday. Can you imagine meeting with somebody, or Wednesday, excuse me. Can you imagine meeting somebody for 10 hours?
I spend 10 hours a day with you for free. Like, I don't even
know. We don't like.
At least with the dinner, probably had a, I think there was reports they had margaritas or something. I mean, I'm down for that.
Oh, I didn't see the margaritas part.
I think maybe Mike Cleese to someone.
Okay.
I don't want to misrepresent who's.
I saw that. Albert Breer tweet out that they met for 10 hours. I didn't realize there was a margarita break in between. That's a whole different ballgame. That's not a 10-hour meeting. That's right. We met, we interviewed, we went out for dinner and had a bunch of margaritas and some tacos. Like, that's not a 10-hour meeting. That's a 3-hour meeting into a long dinner. Additionally, the Jacksonville Jaguars were set to interview Hackett today, Thursday, but the Broncos, you know, in the classic trope, didn't want to let him out of the building.
There it is.
So there you go. All right. What does this mean for Aaron Rodgers' future, either in Green Bay or in Denver? We'll tell you coming up after the break.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
So, Nathaniel Hackett hired. One would it'll be interesting, I think, to see what happens with the Packers coaching staff, because Luke Getsy, who is the quarterback's coach and the passing game coordinator, was also interviewing with the Broncos earlier this offseason. Clearly the primary premise was that the Broncos were interviewing these two Packers coaches in order to try and figure out if Rodgers wanted to leave, if they could get Rodgers to come, and if they could make it easier to get Rodgers to matriculate his way to Denver by hiring two Packers coaches. I don't necessarily think that it's a lock that he comes. I do think it is more likely that Aaron Rodgers plays somewhere else if his offensive coordinator is gone.
Yeah, but Matt LaFleur calls the plays.
Right. I'm just saying, the more people you take away from Green Bay, the more likely it is Aaron Rodgers decides not to stay.
Well, I think the takeaway is whoever calls the plays, again, the glowing recommendation that I read at the top of the show is not something that Aaron Rodgers does frequently. Usually he's very angry about something something's bubbling under the surface about some mistreatment that has come his way, perceived or otherwise. And I'm not judging Aaron Rodgers. I don't care. That's just how he comes off.
Sure.
And I say it all the time. I would love him on the Steelers, and he can do whatever. He can live where he wants to live. He can say it. He can talk, have press conferences every week and call out everyone on the team. I don't care as long as he shows up on Sunday and throws four touchdowns. But I think it's certainly – let me put it to you this way. Do you feel – is there a better chance Aaron Rodgers comes to Denver this season or a year ago from now, last season?
I think the chances are better now.
Right.
That Nathaniel Hackett is in Denver. And with the possibility that one of either Peyton Manning or John Elway is going to buy the team, or an ownership group with one of those two guys involved is going to buy the team.
You mentioned Peyton Manning. Which team went out and signed Peyton Manning when he was coming off the? Yeah.
I mean, John Elway signed him. So you're either getting Manning or you're getting the guy who signed Manning and helped revive his career in Denver. Now,
Before you go on, let me ask you, would you give up three first round picks, one this year, one next year, one the subsequent year? Because I don't think that's how they have to do it for Aaron Rodgers for, I don't know, 3 years. Oh gosh.
God, he left again.
What do you
keep saying to make him so angry?
Yeah. So Brinson hopped out of the chat real quick, if you're listening audio wise. So Debo, what would you do? Three first round picks for Aaron Rodgers. And this is, I say that to an Eagles fan who constantly has to answer questions about whether
that has three first round picks.
That has three first round picks and Jalen Hurts.
And under this assumption, how many years do you get of Aaron Rodgers, or does that even matter?
Yeah, I think it matters. Like, I think 3 to 4 max. He's 37 or 38. So how long?
Oh, yeah. I was even thinking in the 2 range.
Yeah, I'm thinking like long term.
But yeah,
why can't Apple and Google get along for the sake of our own benefit?
They get along in my house. So I asked Debo the question that I asked you that you hung up me on, and let's let Debo answer first because
I would not give up 3, but I would give up 2 and Jerry Jeudy. I think.
Jerry Jeudy, stop it.
He's a former first round pick and a young wide receiver.
Well, give him Drew Lock. He's a former second round pick.
Yes.
Okay. For 3 to 4 years, I would too. Like you're
guaranteed 3 to 4 years of Rodgers.
Debo thought 2 seems more reasonable, and I think it does. Yeah. But I'm trying to sweeten the pot here. So 3 to 4 years.
So that's my thing with the Jeudy stuff. Is that or the Jeudy or Fant or
Fant something. Only has one more year left on his deal.
Well, who?
Fant.
Yeah. And Sutton got an extension, so that's probably
yeah. He's got a lot of money coming his way.
Jeudy is still on his rookie contract. Look, if you're going to talk about the construct of the trade, I went through it this morning actually, and so the Packers are $46 million over the salary cap right now. That's a lot. They can get under pretty quickly. You cut.
And by the way, the Broncos are 50 under.
Yeah, tons of money, tons of ability to absorb Aaron Rodgers' contract and Davante Adams. So here's the theoretical way that you would operate this.
I don't steal my. I told you what Vinny Serrato and I talked about yesterday. Maybe it was on the draft podcast. Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you this quickly before you get going. Maybe
go ahead. I'll run through the.
Maybe I'm stealing your take too, which would be even better. So every Wednesday I do Radio in Baltimore with Bob Haney, who you no longer talk to because you refuse to answer his texts, and our old buddy, and Vinny Serrato. And Vinny Serrato. Actually, I like Vinny a lot. I know.
I love Bob and Vinny. It's not a thin thing. It's a me thing.
So. But fair enough. Vinny threw this idea around, and you know, it's not crazy. So let's say Aaron Rodgers. It's not unreasonable to think he can get 3 first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers, right? Whether it's Denver or somewhere else, if you're the Packers, someone will give you 3 first-round picks for 3 to 4 years. And then what you do is you franchise Davante Adams and you trade him. What are you getting for Davante Adams?
This is literally the situation I was walking through.
I was hoping it would be. So like a first rounder at least, maybe a first and a third or a first and a fourth.
I think if you're Green Bay, again, you are. So I'm using a spot track right now. You are $40.3 million over the cap. So you have negative 40.3. Excuse me. $47 million over the salary cap right now if you're Green Bay. There are three very let's assume that they have decided we are moving on from Aaron Rodgers, right? Because I think that's kind of where they're at.
I don't know. And I said, I'll let you finish, but there's 10 seconds. I don't know because the division is clearly the Packers now. If you go with Jordan Love, the division's up for grabs. That's my only thing.
I don't disagree with that at all. All of a sudden, if you're a Bears fan, you're feeling like...
For now.
There'll be Dan Campbell will be a trendy pick to win the division.
Absolutely. I will be all over the Lions. I love the Lions.
Everyone's going to be all over the Lions. So let's operate under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers no longer wants to play for the Packers.
Okay.
And that the Packers, given that Aaron Rodgers has kind of choked in the last few playoff games.
Stop it.
I don't know. You look at the stats.
Stop. He wasn't punting the ball and kicking field goals.
I want to live in a world where Matthew Stafford has the same number of
Super Bowl
wins as Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, Debo last night on HQ, Brinson played the Tyrann Mathieu drop and Akeem almost fell off his chair.
He really did. Like he loved it. So
Matthew Stafford will also have the same amount of Super Bowls as Carson Wentz. Just
hey-o! The dunk button is going crazy with Debo today.
Carson Wentz is a
Super Bowl. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Backup, yeah. Yeah, the Super Bowl ring that ruined Carson Wentz's career because he's not mentally strong enough to handle.
Anyone should be so lucky to have that on their CB.
Okay, so $47 million over the salary cap currently. There are three quick moves that you almost certainly have to make. We are operating under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers and the Packers are ready to part ways, okay? You cut Za'Darius Smith. You're now down to $31 million over the salary cap. You cut Preston Smith. You're down to $18 million over the salary cap. You cut Randall Cobb. We are down to $11 million over the salary cap. We are going to restructure David Bakhtiari is tricky because he's 31. I don't think you do restructure him.
It's fine. 31's young.
No, I know, but he's like a Rodgers guy. Does he want to restructure locking him into Green Bay for the long haul?
And you, by the way, you are moving on from Aaron Rodgers in the scenario, right? Because he doesn't want to.
That's what I'm saying. We are moving on from Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers is ready to move on.
Right. Okay.
But we have to get under the salary cap. If I'm the Packers, this is how I'm operating. If I'm the Packers and we are at that spot where we're moving on from Rodgers and Rodgers wants out, we are going to find a way to get $20 million under the salary cap.
To do what?
To franchise tag Davante Adams and trade him with Aaron Rodgers somewhere.
When do you have to be cap compliant? By March?
March 16th, 4 p.m.
And the franchise stuff starts after that?
March 8th. But, actually, you know what? They have to be under the cap by March 16th at 4 p.m.
But they may have a week or so to sort of franchise them and then sort it out?
March 8th is the franchise tag. When the franchise tag starts, I believe. Let me
double check NFL important dates. So in that case, they have 8 days if they want to.
Right, but it also depends on does Adams sign it.
It doesn't matter. You can trade him without him signing it. No,
March 8th is the deadline.
Oh no! Here's what you do: you franchise him and you say, "Look, we're going to trade you Denver. Just sign it, and he'll sign it."
Yeah. You can't trade him without signing it. I mean,
right.
But I'm saying for cap purposes, let's say you were. Let's say that the franchise tag is $18.7 million. and you are $18.5 million under the cap before he signs, you can't, he can't, it's that they have to make sure they have enough room for Adams.
You're cutting Mason Crosby. No one is signing him. And then you just re-sign him after the,
Mason Crosby will save you $3 million. Bang. Yeah. There we go. And then the other two moves that I think are pretty easy. So Jair Alexander has a $13.3 million cap hit.
As Josh Carlos notes, you got to extend him and Rashawn Gary at some point.
Correct.
Too.
Exactly. You extend Gary and Jair Alexander immediately after the season ends.
And save yourself a ton.
Down to really low cap numbers early on. Now the Packers don't operate like the Saints. I know they're $40 million over the cap, but they would prefer to have traditional setups in terms of their contracts. They're not going to want to do like insanely low balloon contracts with Alexander and Rashawn Gary just to trade Aaron Rodgers. But you cut the kicker, you cut those two defensive players, and you cut Randall Cobb, who, if you're moving on from Rodgers, is a no-brainer. Then at that point, you are $8.9 million under the contract before signing Jair and Rashawn Gary to extensions. As I mentioned, Jair has $13.3 million in a cap hit, and Gary has $5.05. You get those guys down to like two each in the first year. That gets you under the cap. You're going to have to figure out some more stuff in terms of being able to franchise tag Adams. But once you trade Rodgers, bada bing, bada boom, you give him up for, let's say, Jerry Jeudy, and then the picks. You process that, and you are you're well under the cap. Like, obviously, you're trading Rodgers, but I mean,
well, you're under the cap, and then you also have potentially four first round picks and maybe a third round pick.
I mean, that's like that. And look, don't get like dragged down by the specifics of this, because the Packers will find other ways to do it. You can restructure guys. You can restructure Aaron Jones's contract. Won't save a whole lot. Kenny Clark's will save. You can restructure his to make like free up like $5 million if Bakhtiari was willing to do it, and he probably would be. You can get another million there. The point being is that Green Bay looks like, with the way that their roster is constructed, with the way the season ended, with where they are with Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, they look like a team that's probably going to trade him this offseason and do some larger salary cap moves in order to get themselves in a position where they have a ton of first round picks and you're in a full blown rebuild.
We'll see. As you point out, I don't know what's going on. I'm always wrong with Aaron Rodgers, but this feels more like the case that he stays. I don't know. I'm still over 50%.
They basically have to cut Preston and Za'Darius Smith and Randall Cobb. They almost have to do it this offseason. Unless Aaron Rodgers is willing to completely redo his deal, which I don't think he'll be willing to do. And if that happens, Rodgers is not going to want to hang around.
I guess. I don't know. This salary cap situation's almost always work themselves out, I feel like. But
Of course they do, because you can finagle them. It'll work itself out. I'm just saying that there are cuts they have to make. And when they make those cuts, Aaron Rodgers is not going to want to stick around with the roster that they have remaining.
Right.
He doesn't want to be there anyway. And ultimately, they're going to have to trade him. Now, it is also possible that they can't get in range for Devontae Adams and they're like that. I guess you could kind of.
Why can't they get in range? Who can't get in range?
You could also, quote unquote, let Adams walk.
Yeah.
Trade Rodgers to Denver. And there's a wink, wink, nod, nod agreement between the Broncos and the Packers that Adams will also sign with Denver because that's where Rodgers is going. That's a little dicey, obviously.
Right.
Adams could get a $150 million or $150 billion offer from the Jets and be like, sorry, Rodgers.
Jets, I guess.
Point being is that I think the fact that Hackett going to Denver makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
For Rodgers, for the Packers to figure out a way to get him to Denver. If you were, this time last year, or maybe a little bit later, the offseason, we were talking about why Denver made sense. And then, the Packers were 40-1 to win the Super Bowl at one point because it was obviously Aaron Rodgers was retiring or going to Denver. I think there's a lot better chance that he goes to Denver now than it was last offseason.
Yeah, no, I agree with that too. For sure.
Okay, so that's Nathaniel Hackett pod.
Nice.
What do they do if they don't get Rodgers?
Russ, does he want to go to Denver? I don't think that's not a big market in terms of reportedly his wife and, you know, New York, New Orleans or whatever. Derek Carr ain't going to be.
Shailene Woodley, huge outdoors person. Denver makes sense.
I didn't know that.
Aaron Rodgers, as appears, or based on the past year, would enjoy some of the legalities of Denver as well.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing for him. Also, they're not trading Derek Carr within the division, and I don't know if he's a huge upgrade or what they're trying to do anyway. So I suppose if the draft's one, I had him pick a Matt Corral at 9th overall in the latest mock draft. But who would even be in free agency beyond Deshaun Watson? You could be in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes.
Oh, man.
You'd immediately be very competitive in that division.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of picks to give up.
No, it's not. He's 27.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to give him for Rodgers, not that much for
no, it's not that much at all.
Yeah, hey, Brinson, here's what I'm going to do. Next live stream we do, whether that's the pick show at 1 p.m. or a coach getting hired in the next couple hours, is when I will announce the winner of this stream's P+ winner. So you got to come for the next one. But also, if you don't win, we're going to give away Paramount Plus $100 gift cards on our next two live streams.
Dang.
So have those alerts on.
Cersei on. Making power plays.
Power plays. Power plays only.
Oh, as somebody points out in the chat. Yep. Okay. Let's let's get out of here. Yeah, we got it. We're done. We get out of here. somebody's trying to call me. All right. That's it for the show. Nathaniel Hackett, hired by the Broncos Emergency Podcast, basically the Aaron Rodgers Trade Podcast. For Wilson, for Devo, I'm Brinson. We'll see you guys later. Thanks.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls.
Rated PG-13.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.